You can tell across this entire land. 15 all of them good, at least good. and 15 string quartets, all of them, right? And I poked my eye down there next to it, and I had to admit that he would best me in any reasonable job. And I just thought about the essence before, about, you know, Stravinsky, Sibelius, Steve Miller, the Seeds, a bunch of other Steves. In any case, I saw that I would not make the top 10,000 or so. I began to write a song cycle in the manner of Schubert, but not that good, because I don't have that kind of talent. But one funny thing I think about Schubert often, in conjunction with myself, and what I think about is the fact that I've lived more than twice as long as he did. It's just hilarious to me. I can talk about it here. Anyway, the first song is called The Girls of My Life, Part 1.
He saw people with scars.
Stand out of the rocks and see below. I can hear church bells ring. I can hear choir. I remember the pains you left. Drove to the station in the pouring rain. Sat all night behind my big iron desk. Pulled on the water meter. This bone white gravel road. Both of us sleeping on a feather bed. The hills are black as the sky at night. The eyes are gray like wool. Say you love me, but I know you lied. You say you love me, but I know you lied. nobody is retiring from rock and roll. Everyone who was out in 1972 is still out there. And a British band called Vital Scientist. They had a farewell tour in 1984, and they're still playing in Australia somewhere. Anyway, noticing this phenomenon, and no one tells you that you're washed up. I mean, no one's going to tell McCartney your best work is in the past, or me, or anyone else. Maybe that you really should quit. No one quit. And noticing this phenomenon, I wrote a song about it. It's called I'm Dead, But I Don't Know It. And it requires your help in the course to kind of sing along. I'm dead, but I don't know it. everybody see you leaving? I'll tell you what.
Thank you.
has the broken.
Saw a man.
It's a song about a murderer. It's another hit. And it's almost time I recommend you do this.
Thank you.
I just finished doing the music for Toy Story 3, which will be out, I don't know, a month ago. In any case, 15 years ago, I did the Toy Story 1, and most of you are adults, I assume, so I'll tell you a little bit about the story. To explain the song, it opens, it's an animated picture. It's funny, the first three times I saw it, I didn't notice it was animated. And as a result, my relations with the Pixar people really plummeted. They thought I was stupid. For 15 years, and they still do. In any case, it opens the picture does with a song, and it's the story of a boy who loves this cowboy doll. He's got his name written on his boot and everything. It looked a little strange to me for children, but they did. Anyway, he's flying the cowboy doll around, he's singing the song, he got a friend. And all of a sudden, people start talking, and there's jokes and stuff. And it goes that way through the whole movie. Sometimes you can't even hear the music. People talking over it, jokes, laughing, you know, it's not the land that goes on. You know, I thought it was going to be more peaceful, but it wasn't at all. In any case, the boy, Andy, gets a present for his birthday or Christmas. He gets Buzz Lightyear, a spaceman, and the cowboys put on a shelf. So I had to write like a cowboy on a shelf kind of song, you know, sensitive kind of insert, didn't know what's happening. What happened to fall over the cow. In any case, again, after that, the spaceman is in the control of the toy. And then there's about 25 minutes I didn't see because there's no music. When we come back, Buzz, the spaceman, is wearing women's clothes, and he's drinking. And since I hadn't seen the other car, I can't fake it. He's had some very bad news, they told him. And that's why, you know, his parents gay. Well, they shouldn't have made it such a big deal with that. You know, it's a 20th century big deal. Anyway, they said that wasn't that, not to bother my critical head about it. But anyway, he jumps off the banister, it's like 3 minutes, 30 seconds of him falling to the ground. Then there's this so they're going, the last scene, they're flying a rocket ship through the sky. And I have 112 guys, and I wrote something like Brookner or Mahler. But again, not as good because I don't have the context. They land, it's Christmas again, and the movie's over. And despite the fact that the music is obscure, more than 60-70% of the time, the picture didn't really work. This is a song you guys have in me, and you do. Phillips believe me, I won't. Thank you. was a fool with my money, and I lost every dime. The sun stopped shining, and it rained all the time. I did set me back some, but I made it through. But I never give up. Christians in the Jews, they have a jam to read.
lives in him, John on Saturday TV. Pick the four greatest priests, they began to speak. They said, Lord, pray in his own world. Lord, no man is free. Temples that we built in, tumble into the sea. Lord, if we won't take care of, won't you please, please let us be. The Lord said,
all the niggas need
love song I wrote for my first wife while married to my second.
Sorry, but it's true. world. lightning real bad. Money set aside. I'll be not willing to stand aside.